This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The White House says President Donald Trump was never briefed on intelligence that Russia had put a bounty on U.S. soldiers in Afghanistan because there wasn't cooperating evidence. But former intelligence officials say that presidents are routinely informed about intelligence, even when it's not definitively confirmed. They say it's strange that Mr. Trump wouldn't have been told of something so important, whether corroborated or not. Intelligence that may be on shaky ground today may foreshadow tomorrow's calamity. So far, briefers are expected to ensure presidents have the fullest possible picture to prepare for something that may soon require full attention. The U.S. Supreme Court has agreed to hear a bid by U.S. President Donald Trump's administration to avoid disclosing to the House Judiciary Committee grand jury materials related to former special counsel Robert Mueller's report documenting Russian interference in the 2016 presidential election. But the justices will not hear the arguments until next term, which starts in October. Meaning the dispute is unlikely to be resolved before the November 3rd election. Gerald Nadler, the chairman of the Democratic-led House Judiciary Committee, said he was disappointed by the court's decision, but he was confident that Democrats would prevail. In March of 2019, Mueller submitted his report to U.S. Attorney General William Barr after a 22-month investigation that detailed Russian hacking and propaganda efforts to boost Mr. Trump's candidacy. This is VOA News. The number of COVID-19-related deaths worldwide jumped by nearly 5,000 within a 24-hour period, taking the total to more than 520,000. In the United States, the figures changed slightly with more than 128,000 deaths. The number of infections continued to surge around the world and in the U.S. with more than 10.8 million confirmed infections globally and more than 2.7 million in the U.S. A combined 25,000 new confirmed coronavirus cases in just four U.S. states are fueling that surge as a country heads into the July 4th holiday weekend. Arizona, California, Florida, and Texas reported the figures Thursday. The U.S. as a whole recorded more than 50,000 new cases within a 24-hour period, according to a tally kept by Johns Hopkins University. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un is urging officials to maintain maximum alert against the coronavirus pandemic as he criticized unspecified complacencies in his country's antivirus campaign. Despite the warnings, state media says that Kim reaffirmed the government claims that there hasn't been a single case of COVID-19 in North Korea. The North's claim of being free of the coronavirus has been questioned by outside reports who say a major outbreak in the country could possibly have dire consequences because of its chronic lack of medical supplies and poor health care infrastructure. The country has shut down nearly all cross-border traffic and banned tourists to block the virus. The U.S. economy just posted its largest single-month job gain. At the same time, the unemployment rate sits at one of its worst points since the Great Depression. As a Republican and Democrat fight to spin Thursday's job numbers to their advantage, both sides face tremendous political risk on a defining issue heading into the presidential election. Former Vice President Joe Biden seized on the growing threat presented by the coronavirus after the better-than-expected numbers were released. President Donald Trump claimed a major economic victory and downplayed the health threat, even as the explosion of new infections threatens to stall or even reverse some of the economic progress. Their dueling visions establish a new frame for the high-stakes debate ahead. Find more at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.